Justice Kagan has our opinion this morning in case 22-1078, Warner Chapel Music versus Neely.
The Copyright Act encourages creativity by giving certain exclusive rights to the author of an original work. When someone violates those rights, a copyright owner can sue for infringement and get money damages. In this case, we consider whether there's a time limit on the damages that can be recovered over and above the normal time limit on bringing a suit. The story of this case begins decades ago. In 1983, Sherman Neely teamed up with a disc jockey named Tony Butler to start a music company. Their company recorded one album and several singles. But the collaboration dissolved a few years later, and soon afterward, Neely went to prison. While Neely was in prison, and unbeknownst to him, his supposed partner, Butler, entered into an agreement with Warner Chapel Music Company to license the Neely Butler songs to other artists. And Warner Chapel found quite a few takers. The Neely Butler music was remade into songs by artists you might know, like Flo Rida, the Black Eyed Peas, and Kid Sister. I can tell you're wondering whether I know about those artists. I'm not telling. When Neely got out of prison, he learned of Warner Chapel's activities, and he brought this lawsuit for copyright infringement. Neely claimed that he owned the copyrights to the original songs. Warner Chapel, he said, infringed those rights by selling the songs to others and now owed him money. Now, Neely's case involves two issues about timing, but we decide only one of them today. The first issue, the one we don't decide, is whether Neely's suit is timely. The Copyright Act says plaintiffs like Neely must sue within 3 years of when their claim accrued. And there are two different understandings of what that means. On one view, a person has to sue within 3 years of when an infringement took place. And if that's true, Neely is out of luck because the infringements he's complaining about go back a decade or more. But on another view, this view is called the discovery rule. A person need only sue within 3 years of when he discovered an infringing act. That means a plaintiff might be able to sue for some very old infringements if he only recently learned of them. And if that's the rule, all of Neely's claims could be timely because he learned about the infringing conduct only once he was released from prison, which was less than 3 years before he sued. In this case, we assume that that's the rule, and so assume that Neely's suit was timely, even though it's for some very old infringements. We make that assumption mostly because Warner Chapel, the defendant here, didn't challenge use of the discovery rule in the courts below, and because courts of appeals generally do apply the discovery rule. That brings us to the second question, which you'll be glad to know we do decide. That question is, assuming a suit is timely, does the Copyright Act impose a separate 3-year limit on the recovery of damages? That's what Warner Chapel says, and a court of appeals that does a lot of copyright suits, the Second Circuit, has agreed with it. They argue that even though the discovery rule may allow Neely to bring suit for infringements that go back many years, he can recover money for only those infringements that occur in the 3 years before his lawsuit. Today, we reject that position. There is no such thing as a 3-year damages bar on a timely suit. So long as a plaintiff has a timely claim under the Copyright Act, he can get damages for it no matter when the infringement occurred. The text of the Copyright Act gives us that answer clearly. The Act's statute of limitation sets just one clock running, 3 years to bring a suit. There is no separate 3-year limit on damages. And the Act's provision on damages also do not provide for any time bar. So a copyright owner who has a timely suit for infringement can get money for it no matter when the infringement happened. Justice Gorsuch has filed a dissenting opinion in which Justice Thomas and Justice Alito join.